ഗോവിന്ദ ദേശികം ഉപാസ്യ ശിരായ ഭക്ത്യാം തസ്മിൻ സ്ഥിതേ നിജമാഹിംനി വിദേഹമുക്ത്യാം അദ്വൈത്യഭാഷ്യം ഉപകൽപ ദിശോ വിജീത്യാം കാഞ്ചീപുരേ സ്ഥിതം അവാപസാ ശങ്കരായ ഋതിസ്മൃതി പുരാണാനാം ആലയം കരുണാലയം നമാമി ഭഗവത്പാദ ശങ്കരം ലോകശങ്കരം അപാര കരുണാസിന്ധും ജ്ഞാനതം ശാന്തരൂപിണം ശ്രീചന്ദ്രശേഖര ഗുരും പ്രണമാമി മുദാമ്യഹം സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം വിത്ത് ബെനഡിക്ഷൻ ഫ്രം ആദി ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ആൻഡ് ടു ഹിസ് ലിനിയേജ് അപ്പ് ടു ദ 69th ഗുരു ദ വെനറേറ്റഡ് കാമകോട്ടി പീഠം പൂജ്യ ശ്രീ ജയേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി സ്വാമികൾ ഇൻ ഹൂസ് ബിനൈൻ ആൻഡ് ഓഗസ്റ്റ് പ്രസൻസ് ദിസ് ഫംഗ്ഷൻ ഈസ് ബീങ് ഹെൽഡ് ഐ ബോ ടു അഡ്രസ് യു ടുഡേ ഇറ്റ് ഗീവ്സ് മീ ഗ്രേറ്റ് പ്ലെഷർ ടു വെൽക്കം യു ആൾ ടു ദിസ് പ്ലസന്റ് ആൻഡ് സോളം ഫംഗ്ഷൻ ഓർഗനൈസ് ദിസ് ഈവനിംഗ് ടു കൺഫർ ദ 17th SIS ശ്രീ ചന്ദ്രശേഖരേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി National Eminence Award in 4 distinct fields of human endeavor. These fields of human endeavor, in a sense, represent the full gamut of life itself. Therefore, these awards are celebration of life itself. These awards are given in the name of the Mahaswami of Kanchi, Pujya Shri Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Swamiji, the 68th Acharya of the venerated Kamakoti Peetham. During his century-long sojourn in this universe, he walked the length and breadth of this country, spreading goodwill and compassion all around. Like the lighthouse that beats no drum and sounds no gong, and yet to the mariner in the distant sea where to experience its friendly light, so too was the sage of Kanchi, who spread goodness all around. This master of masters was like a lambent light, who rekindled the spirit of the nation and brought about a renaissance in many a fields of religion, thought and process. He taught mankind groping in the dark, despite all the sights in science and technology, as to how to journey to a higher destiny. He shed his mortal coil and attained Videhamukti on the 8th of January 1994. It is 20 years since the Mahaswami of Kanchi is no longer with us in flesh and blood. We still hear the divinity of his voice and the infinitude of his presence. The sage of Kanchi lives in the hearts and minds of the devotees all across the globe. If we are meeting today to remember the Mahaswami and to pay homage and tributes to him, I believe it is irrelevant to him today as it was during his living times. The Mahaswami was far behind honors, titles and accolades. It was we who mortals, ever in need of honoring him as a way of symbolizing the reality that he represented for us. He lived the life of a true sage. The Reverend Dalai Lama, after meeting him for the first time in his mutt in Kanchipuram, when he came out, he said, "I have at last met a sage in my life, a sage in the true sense of the term." Santa Kabir, in one of his dohas, compares the guru to that of a potter who gives shape to the pot. And he says, "It is the guru who, like the potter, gives shape to his disciples. He puts his hand inside the vessel to give shape to it, but gets pounding from outside." And this is the reality of a sage. And that was the life that the sage of Kanchi led in order to spread goodwill all around and to bless the people around him. And today, when we remember the sage of Kanchi, we remember all that he had said. On an occasion like this, it is but natural to go down the memory lane as to how an ordinary boy from the Hoysala Brahmin community of Karnataka Matrubhumi, Matrubhasha, had graduated to become an extraordinary saint. I have used this platform over the last 16 years to bring home several facets of the personality of the sage of Kanchi, which reflect his greatness. He was a reservoir of virtues, and one lifetime is inadequate to describe the sage of Kanchi. Therefore, suffice if I can take at least one aspect of his personality each year and bring home to you what the sage was. To the countless number of people who had not seen him, at least it will ring in them how great this sage of Kanchi was. India awakened to a new dawn in the long summer of 2014. Despair and despondency that had gripped this nation over the last 5 years vanished into the thin. The anguish, the distress both in the economy and in the minds of people, demised. There is a whiff of fresh air that is blowing across the nation. I cannot say with certainty whether there is an avalanche of patriotism that is blowing across the nation. But I can say with great certainty that Indians across the globe, wherever they are residing, have re-established their connect with this motherland of theirs. They have greater hope in this nation, and that renewed confidence that they have got today, that this nation will raise from its deep slumbers and come to occupy its rightful place amongst the committee of nations. What is it that has made a difference in the 2-3 months in the long summer of 2014? Is it one single person, the Prime Minister of our country, Shri Narendra Modi ji, who had made the difference? It is certainly true that it is the Prime Minister who has made the difference. But if one person can make the difference, imagine if 1.25 billion people were to follow suit and follow the same path, extend their hand of support and take this nation forward. How soon will this nation reach that level that you and I dream that it should happen during our generations? Rashtrabhakti or Deshabhakti, as we call, has taken a full cycle and has today come back to the center stage. Thanks to Indians living abroad who have enhanced their love for India, and Indians in India who have started regaining the love for the Matrubhumi. I therefore thought that today is the time for me to speak on this Rashtrabhakti or Deshabhakti that the Mahaswami of Kanchi, all during his 100 years, espoused, and how catalytic role he played in fermenting patriotism across the citizens of this country. Guruji Golwalkar was the Sarsanga Chalak of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh for a very long time. From 1940 to 1973 till his demise, he was the Sarsanga Chalak of RSS. There came a time during the tenure of these 33 years that he went into a deep bout of depression. A bout of depression which made him completely withdraw himself from active life, which made him so sedentary that he lost his identity. And the Swayam Sevaks were greatly worried as to how to bring Golwalkar ji back into the mainstream. At their bidding, Golwalkar Maharaj wrote to the sage of Kanchi. He explained to him the mental state of his mind subsequent to the demise of his mother, whom he loved and adored and worshipped, and sought the benediction, the grace and the blessings of the sage of Kanchi and also his guidance. Promptly came the reply from the sage of Kanchi. The sage wrote a verse in Sanskrit which comprised of 8 lines and sent it to Guruji Golwalkar, and roughly translated, this is what it means. Your mother, composed of bones and sticks, of course is no longer with you. But Mother India, Bharat Mata, who is mother to millions of people all across the country and even people beyond, who is the progenitrix of millions of children from times immemorial, and who will be the mother of these children in the years to come. That esteemed mother, that holy mother, is still around us. You who have vowed to serve the cause of the nation cannot grieve at the loss of one single mother. Shed your misery, come out of your shell, and be back to the mainstream. This message of the Mahaswami of Kanchi exhilarated Guruji. Quickly he came out of the problems that he had and plunged himself back into national life. The Rashtra Seva that he had done all during his lifetime, he came back to it. This message of the sage of Kanchi was not restricted to Guruji alone. This is the message that is there for countless number of Indians wherever they are. That is the care for the motherland of viewers. The Swamiji used to extensively quote from Mahabharata. In fact, it was his personal opinion that Mahabharata is a compendium. It is in fact an encyclopedia of human conduct. There is nothing that you will not find in the Mahabharata which will not give a solution to the problems that people face in their daily lives. In this life journey, Mahabharata is the steady reference or the benchmark for everything that we want to do. And as Bhagavan Vedavyasa wrote Mahabharata, and when we came to the end of Mahabharata, ഭഗവാൻ വേദവ്യാസ ഗേവ് എ ചതുഷ്ലോകി. ചതുഷ്ലോകി മീൻസ് ഫോർ വേർസസ്. ആൻഡ് ഈ കോൾഡ് ഇറ്റ് ആസ് ഭരത സാവിത്രി. സാവിത്രി മീൻസ് ഇസ് എൻ അക്രോണിം ഫോർ ഗായത്രി. ഗായത്രി ഇസ് എ ഹിം ഇൻ പ്രൈസ് ഓഫ് ദ സൺ ഗോഡ്. ഭരത മീൻസ് വേദാസ്. And Bharata is the name that this country adopted, the land of the Vedas. And the four verses that Bhagavan Vedavyasa gave, broadly they had this meaning. And he said, there are millions of men and women who have come, who are coming, who will also come, who will also go. There are thousands of sons and daughters who will also come and go, because this is part of the process of osmosis, part of our samskara. There are thousands of people who will have occasions for joy, and there will be hundreds of occasions for misery, but this will affect only the weak and not that of men of wisdom. And Vedavyasa says, with both hands raised I am saving, that dharma is a spring for artha and karma, and still people do not follow dharma. And lastly, he gave that beautiful slogan, ന ജാതുഹ ന കാമാത് ന ഭയാത് ന ലോഭാത് ധർമ്മത്യജേത് ജീവിതസ്യോപി. ദിസ് ഇസ് ദ ഐഡന്റിറ്റി ഓഫ് ദിസ് നേഷൻ. ദിസ് ഇസ് ദ കാരക്ടറിസ്റ്റിക്സ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് നേഷൻ, സെഡ് ഭഗവാൻ വേദവ്യാസ. ദറ്റ് ദിസ് ഈസ് എ ഭൂമി, ദ ഭാരതവർഷ, വിച്ച് ഇസ് മാർക്ഡ് ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് സൈനോണിമസ് വിത്ത് ധർമ്മ. ദെർഫോർ ഹി സേസ്, ഡു നോട്ട് ഫോർസേക് ധർമ്മ അറ്റ് എനി കാസ്റ്റ്. ഈവൻ അറ്റ് ദ കാസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് യുവർ ലൈഫ് അപ്ഹോൾഡ് ധർമ്മ റൈച്ചിയസ്നെസ്, ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് രാഷ്ട്രസേവ. And once you ensure that you follow righteousness at any cost, that is the tribute that you pay to your motherland, which survives on this identity. Patriotism, my friends, is not something which is isolated attitude. It is one which is dependent on the conduct of the kings in a monarchy and of the governments in power in a democracy. And if there were to be a brute regime, where justice is at a premium, where people are treated worse than a cattle, you cannot expect longing to the land. The Mahaswami of Kanchi always used to draw generously from Kalidasa's Raghuvamsa and speak about those qualities of King Dilipa, which is the benchmark for a king, benchmark for a ruler, as far as the welfare state is concerned. And in Arthashastra, Kautilya Chanakya says, he describes and codifies what a king should be. And he says, in the happiness of the subject lies the happiness of the king. In their welfare lies his welfare. He will not consider as beneficial to him that is not of interest to the subjects. He will consider as good to himself those that are beneficial to the subjects. And this is the code that he gave, that a king should follow or the administrators should follow. Loyalty for the land at all times. Loyalty for the government only when it deserves, said Mark Twain. Here lies the man who breathes no soul, who has never uttered in his life that this my own, my country, native land, said Walter Scott. Unless we have attachment to this land, unless we have attachment to this Matrubhumi, unless we look at the soil as that of the mother, there is no Matru Bhakti that is going to come to us. On the 15th of August 1947, when the country became independent, the first government requested the Mahaswami of Kanchi to give his benediction to the nation. And then it was arranged that the Swamiji will speak from All India Radio and address the nation. And the Swamiji said, on that day when the country became independent, he said, we are fortunate that we have the national flag. The national flag which carries the chakra, this Dharma chakra, the one that reminds of Emperor Ashoka's code of ethics. The Bhagavan says in Bhagavad Gita, evam pravartitam chakram. The entire righteousness of the conduct shines through this chakra. And he said, this is the USP of this nation. This is the identity of this nation. This is the one that is carried in the flag itself. With great difficulty, we have attained freedom. Thanks to the grace of the Lord, the blessings of the sages and servants who descended onto this earth in this part of the world, and the sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice done by several people, And the selfless service rendered by several of them, that we have got this freedom, said the Mahaswami. And he said, the tribute that we can pay to all these people is to keep this nation united, is to live together, and we can gel together only through the bond of Rashtra Bhakti. Nothing will unite you except the love for the land, he said. And this was his address on the 15th of August, 1947. Patriotism, again, is not something which can be paraded on the street. It is a state of the mind. It's one to be experienced. It is not something that we can carry on to the rallies and say with flags around that this is my love for the land. The love for the land has to be experienced, said the sage. And what is it that we can do to experience this love for the land? Those singular traits of this land which are unique to this country of ours, that should be identified and sent beyond this country for the world to experience. Globalization we have seen for the last 2 decades and more. We certainly need technologies which are not available to us to harness human growth and development. There is also a criticism of globalization when people say it is Americanization. But time has now come. Now is the only time that we go beyond globalization and Indianize the globe. Yoga has already reached the borders of several countries. That is why the 21st of June every year the UN has declared yesterday will be a yoga day. Not just yoga that we need to take. It is the culture of this land, the samskara of this land. It is music, dance, it's what you call as traditions, festivals. All these things need to be taken beyond the borders of this country. That has to be seen by the world. And then their love for this country will increase. So the slogan essentially is love India. And if they were to love India, the love of the inmates of this country, the citizens of this country will increase manifold. Because when the world loves this country, why will not the countrymen love this country? And that is the task that we have to take for ourselves. If there is any time in the history of free India, that time has come. It is now. There is a tide in the affairs of a man which taken at the flood will lead to fortune, said William Shakespeare. That time has come now. You have a government which is promoting patriotism. Your government which is promoting Indianness. A government which is conscious of the fact that the identity of the nation is more important than all other gains that you can get from governing a state. This is the time that we have to take this country beyond its borders. And that will be the greatest tribute that we can pay to the Mahaswami of Kanchi, who during the 100 years had only advocated Rashtra Bhakti in the purest sense of the term. There are 4 Mahanubhutis who are adoring the stage today, who are going to be decorated with an award which is named after the Mahaswami of Kanchi. No one has ever been honored for what he has received. The world universally has honored only those people who have given. And these 4 have given enough to this country that they deserve the blessings, the benediction, the grace of the Mahaswami and the sage of Kanchi for all the good work that they are doing. Sri Ram Nayak is a man of the masses. And when he was a politician, he was a politician in the right sense of the term in a vibrant democracy. Because all his actions were people-centric. He would not do anything which will not be for the people. Because all that he would do will first put the test, the filter for himself, whether it will benefit the voters or the citizens in the larger sense of the term. And then he will move forward. Even at this ripe age of 80, he is enthusiasm personified. He has accepted a constitutional responsibility at this age. And the first message he wants to give is Uttar Pradesh, Uttam Pradesh. Now he wants to make it an Uttam Pradesh during his tenure. He doesn't sag in enthusiasm. Valluvar says, Udayar enappadam ukkam adilladu udayadu udayadho matru. Only those who possess diligent enthusiasm have real wealth. I wonder whether others have any wealth at all. And by those standards, Sri Ram Nayak is the richest in the world. May his enthusiasm shed on every one of us. As far as Dr. Ilayaraja is concerned, he is an Isai Jnani. What is it that I can speak of a person whose achievements have touched the sky? There is nothing that I can speak about him. Each one of us are excited by his presence here today. And we know how valuable this time is for each one of us when Isai Jnani is with us. And that father of biotechnology, the person who has harnessed biotechnology education in this country, one who has given strength to biotechnology in this country, we are fortunate, sir, that you are with us today. Who am I, an ordinary person, to speak of Chakanti Koteshwar Garu? Saraswati Nakal Tandam Adra. She is dancing in his tongue. There are hundreds and thousands of Telugus all over the world who pray for a minute address of Chakanti Garu. How fortunate we are today that he is with us today to receive this decoration in the name of the Mahaswami of Kanchi. May the Jagan Mata, Kamakoti Kamakshi, shed her grace on all of them. Jivet Sharatashatam. May they live a long life. More importantly, a purposeful life. May they achieve the purposes of their life. May the good Lord shed his grace on us too, so that we can draw a leaf from the lives of nobility of these men and make our own life sublime. Thank you, and God bless us all.